time that John talked about Linda and all of her pies at Morrison's? I remember. Hello, and welcome to Would Matt Rather. You're probably wondering why things have changed, and unfortunately due to scheduling errors, I would say, we were unable to record an episode this week for you all. So I am currently sat in my hotel where I work at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have created a supercut for you of the intros to the first 30 episodes of Would John Rather, because I know a lot of you rely on us every week, and some of you also are probably fed up of my voice by now, so it will be mostly the two Johns telling you who they are and what they've been up to about a year ago. So enjoy. It will be a shorter episode this week, as you can imagine, and we will be back to our regularly scheduled episode in a week. Thank you very much. I've been Not John, and this is Intro to John's.
Hi, I'm John, and this week I ate diabetes tray bake.
Hi, I'm John, and...
Want to try that again?
No.
Great. Every time I've got to host an episode, someone can't be bothered.
What happened to being professional?
Hi, I'm John, and I'm super professional.
That's more like it.
No, just...
Roll with it. It's the best we've got.
Start again. Make it easy for me.
Right. Hi, I'm John, and this week I've eaten diabetes tray bake.
And I'm John, and I'm, quote, super professional, unquote.
Or, hi, I'm John.
And I'm John.
Or,
hello, I'm the John that's trapped in Scotland.
And I'm the John who's not trapped in Scotland.
Or, so I'm the John who fell off his bike this week.
And I'm the John who's never thrown an egg sandwich at Theresa May.
Or, hello, I'm the John that's growing a beard.
And I'm the John that's growing my hair.
Or, hi, I'm John, and this week I DM'd the producer of one of my favourite TV shows, and he replied.
And I'm John, and I'm not really a cartographer at all.
Or, I'm the John that's tiled his bed with textbooks.
And I'm the John that's not done that.
Or, hi, my name is John, and I've been relegated to doing the podcast from the corner of the dining room tonight.
And I'm John, and I'm allergic to plasters.
Or, hi, I'm John, no H, and apparently I married a honey badger.
And I'm John, 4 times world ranking snooker champion.
Or, hi, I'm the John that had a falling out with a gyroscope.
And I'm the John that hates revolving doors.
Or, hi, I'm the John that's building a wall out of chocolate.
And I'm the John that's the former director of Higgins Consultancy Services Limited.
Or, so I'm the John who beat a 2-year-old at double.
And I'm the John whose fault this was not.
Or, hi, I'm the John that's having pizza tonight.
And I'm the John that once watched the entire trilogy of Lord of the Rings on a flight to New Zealand.
Or,
hi, I'm John. I'm recording from the Isle of Wight from a grassy knoll this week.
And I'm John, and I click when I walk.
Or, hi, I'm John, no H, and my kind of football starts in September, so I don't care who's playing, to be honest.
And I'm John, and American football's not real.
You're not real.
Or,
hi, I'm John, no H, and today I was told by my wife to stop terrorising our firstborn child with calling the cop.
And I'm John, with an H, and I'm basically married to Lara Croft.
Or, hi, I'm John, no H, and I started my first ever 9-to-5 job.
And I'm John, and I'm not a peasant, because I embezzled £350 million from the NHS.
Or,
hi, I'm John, and I realised today cheesecake is a celebration.
And I'm John, and I've got a 100% crocodile attack success rate.
Or,
I think it's time for a suggestion of the week, just to keep in a some form of semblance. So my suggestion of the week is for J.K. Rowling to add to the Harry Potter universe and talk about how relationships would work. We all know that we live in a very envious or jealous society, and why not use the Polyjuice potion to spice up the bedroom? Just a thought. If you've got any other ideas, then please let us know. Tweet at one of the Johns, not me, no need for that. And my other suggestion of the week would be for us to sort our diaries out so you can get a regular episode, but I hope you're enjoying it so far anyway. We'll get back to the intros.
Or...
Hi, my name's John, and I definitely did not meet Omidjalili this week.
And I'm John, and I've probably been to more than 20 countries.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and I got an exotic splinter at work. It was made of carbon fibre.
And I'm John, and I introduced myself to my wife as Frank.
Or...
Hi, I'm John. I'm a 30-year-old man that's just eating cheesecake for dinner.
And I'm John, and my favourite whiskey is 208 fennel parts per million.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, no H, and I found out that polar coordinates have nothing to do with bears.
And I'm John, and I once ate 3 roast dinners in one sitting.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and my internet is no longer delivered once a week by horse and cart.
And I'm John, and I aspire to be a mountain hermit.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and my wife is forcibly going to America because of the NHS.
And I'm John, and I've got a 100% bear attack success rate.
You attack bears now?
No.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, founding metal... Ugh, shit.
38 minutes.
Hi, I'm John. Ah! Hi.
Hi, I'm John.
Fuck you. I'm John, one of the founding metal members of Avast Re, pyro metal band.
And I'm John, and I once got a lift down a mountain with the Pakistani army.
Or...
Hi, I'm John. I've got myself a new microphone, but a cold. So my audio quality's gone up and my voice quality's gone down.
And I'm John, and I'm my mother's favourite son.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and my backup life plan is to be in doggy daycare.
And I'm John, and I'm good at setting reminders on my phone.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and I don't feel like death this week.
And I'm John, and I'm secretly the world's best cartographer.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and I went to Henley-on-Thames before it was cool.
And I'm John, and I went to Henley after it was no longer cool.
Or...
Hi, I'm John, and tonight my wife has gone for a run in the dark alone, so no reason to worry here.
And I'm John, and I'm apparently on the spectrum.
It's in the Teesside Gazette, and... The headline is, Fury after Morrison's wouldn't sell couple meat pies before 9 a.m.
Right.
The meat pies were within sniffing distance, but staff told Linda and Tony Gilks at 8:45 a.m. they could not be sold for another 15 minutes. They've got photos of them.
How desperate for a pie do you have to be?
Teesside, Newcastle.
I wanted 8 large sausage rolls and 2 steak bakes, said Linda, 62, from Thorntree. It was 8:45 and there were no pies at all displayed. I could see bags and bags of pies, all wrapped up on cages behind the counter. The trolley was ready to be pushed out. But when I asked for the pies, I was told, we can't sell the pies until 9 a.m. I could have a fruit pie, but not a meat pie. A queue of 5 other confused customers formed at the Oven Fresh counter in Berwick Hills, Morrison's to demand their pastry fix. But staff were determined to abide by the rules, telling their customers the store had a new no meat pies before 9 a.m. policy. And it goes on and on and on and on.
It's like, Linda, you fat bitch, have some cereal.
Morrison's told the Gazette there is no hard and fast policy, and meat pies are simply baked for 9 a.m. to match customer demand. But Tony suggested a more sinister explanation. There's more to this, he said. Morrison's have got their own agenda. They don't want people to know about it. They've got too many ridiculous stories about why. They contradict themselves over and over. Who do they think us customers are? We're the people paying their wages. A spokesman said, it appears that in this case we should have sold the customer their pies. We apologise for any inconvenience it might have caused.
Jesus criminy. Oh, wow.
Anyway, I thought that that would just set the tone.
I'm speechless. I mean, first of all, don't like it when people say, oh, I'm paying your wages. But, yeah, wow. Okay.